The third factor has to do with individual government officials. Recently, media revelations about Deng's acceptance of hospitality from tycoons have given rise to much speculation and seem to have provided answers to some strange questions. For instance, the public have been urging the government to buy back the Eastern Harbour Tunnel, which would cost about 3 billion Hong Kong dollars only. But strangely, the government has refused to do so. Now we know that Deng has taken rides on tycoons' private jets, and one of those tycoons happens to be the tunnel company's major shareholder. This has given the public much food for thought. Things like this may well contribute to the growing disharmony between the public and the government in the past few years.